A Rochester business owner is planning a three-day festival in August to celebrate comics and pop culture. Comic cons are typically held in one location, like a convention center, but Jason Hilton wants to turn that model on its head. Hilton, the owner of Pop Rock on East Avenue, is calling the event Super City Rochester, a multi-venue, citywide festival in the style of Fringe or the Jazz Festival. He talked with WXXI's Beth Adams.
So, was this your brainchild?
It was. Yeah.
What made you want to do it?
Well, there's some things that are important to me, like the downtown Rochester. Families are important to me, and I'm also a lifelong comic con geek, comic reader. I mean, clearly I put, you know, my money where my mouth is with Pop Rock, and I see some issues with things like inclusion in the comic book world, in the comic con world. So what I mean by that is they're very open to the, you know, LGBTQIA community, autism friendly, all that. But low-income families are boxed out because it always costs money to go to a Comic-Con. Things cost money. Also, the experience has changed, you know, over the years because it's so popular that now these convention centers where they shove people into, pack them into, are packed. And so it really doesn't make it easy for you to bring your kids or to really have a good time. I mean, you're just jammed in. It costs so much money to attend these things, but then, you know, you're standing in line for hours. It's not a really fun experience. So we wanted to try to solve some what we believe are issues in the Comic-Con world, but also create an opportunity for downtown Rochester to be seen, touched, felt, interacted with in a meaningful way by families.
Is there something at Super City Rock for people who think they're not into the Comic-Con culture?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, everybody at this point that I can tell, right, is gone to the Avengers movies, seen Game of Thrones, read Harry Potter. You know, there's I think, something for everybody. It's fun. So that's, you know, if you're like allergic to fun, then this isn't the place for you for sure. But yeah, no, I think there's something for everybody. Absolutely. I mean, this also is one of those, like, you know, generational things, right? Like, even when we opened Pop Rock, we imagined seeing sort of three generations of people, right? You know, different cartoons and, you know, and grandpa saying, "See, son, you know, Tom and Jerry, that's a cartoon." And dad watching the 90s, you know, Rugrats is going, "No, that's a cartoon." And the son watching, you know, whatever they're watching, Rick and Morty, or, you know, one of those going, "Nah, yeah, whatever, this is a cartoon," you know? So we believe that there's a lot of generational appeal to what we're doing. But I mean, overall, it's just fun. There's just a lot of good fun stuff going on. And we are right here in the heart of downtown. So there's great food. There's you know, entertainment. I mean, we're doing movies. We've got video gaming. We've got the planetarium. We've got music. We've got pro wrestling. We've got comedy. I mean, if you can't find something you don't like, yeah.
So. How many people do you think, or do you hope this will draw?
So, as I gently raise my pinky to my mouth, 1 million people. This year we've had the great luck, opportunity, and we're really, really pleased to be connected with people like the Strong Museum, with Little, with the Rochester Museum and Science Center. I mean, these are institutions in the Rochester area. When Strong Museum has their superhero weekend, when they bring in a superhero like Batman or Spider-Man, they typically get about 6,000 people a day. So we're bringing in we're hoping for hundreds, if not thousands, of people dressed up as superheroes running around here. We believe that, you know, conservatively, we should see between 4,000 and 8,000 people this year, we believe. Our goal is to be bigger than any Comic-Con that we can. And the reason we can be bigger is because we don't have the capacity limits like a convention center has. And San Diego Comic-Con and New York Comic-Con bring 250,000 people respectively. So we're hoping we can get to a point where we're getting well over those numbers.
For the comics people, who are the big stars? Who do you have lined up that they're going to want to see?
Yeah, so we haven't announced everybody yet. We do have some secrets in our back pocket, but As of right now, we've got some great people like Nigel Carrington, is a local comic artist who's come on board. We also have Guy Gilchrist. Guy Gilchrist was Jim Henson's animator, and he did the Nancy comic strip.
I remember it.
He also did the Muppet Babies. He's had runs with Pink Panther, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and he's got a special little surprise that we have planned for the Frederick Douglass family. So that'll be really nice. He's doing something really special for them. So we're going to have an opportunity to meet him, and he does some fun things with Funko Pops. And if you're a collector in this day and age, Funko is like, it's the little plastic bobbleheads you see everywhere. He does these really great drawings on the bobblehead. So it's a lot of fun. So he's a really great guest that I would definitely see. Something real fun too is we have the Little Mermen, and they're a Disney cover band that dresses like Disney characters. So we're going to have an all-ages concert over at Anthology. That's going to be super fun, too.
For the cosplay record, world record, how many do you have in one place to beat that?
The record right now is 1,728 people in cosplay as a comic book character. That's a Guinness Book World Record. We are not, let me be very clear, not having Guinness on hand here. We are currently talking to another, there is another option we believe out there in the world that is untapped and untouched, that is local, we'll see that. But we did just meet with the city yesterday, and we will have a representative from the city of Rochester that's going to award us our record no matter what. So we'll be setting a Rochester record no matter what, and we can still beat the Guinness Book World Record, but it just won't be official, at least for Guinness. So stay tuned to some fun stuff we're doing there.
So take me 5 years into the future, Jason. What do you want Super City Rochester to be?
Yeah. So what I'd like 5 years in the future is for this to look like, without a better description, like a Disney World or Universal Studios for a weekend, where we have different events happening in different areas of the town. Like the library, as an example, would be our literary town, and we'd have people reading books and doing literary characters and that whole experience. Where the Rochester Museum and Science Center is, we'd have our sci-fi town, and we'd have robots and Star Wars and sort of that whole experience over there. Where the Shore Museum is, area where a Party in the Park is and all that stuff there, that would be our superhero area. So we're looking to have sort of different experiences spread out throughout downtown, which also is interesting because a lot of people, when I say 250,000 people go to Comic-Con, a lot of people don't go because they sell out and you can only fit so many people in, but also a certain amount of people only like certain stuff, right? I only like old comic books. So we're going to offer a specialized experience with this multi-venue approach where you don't have to spend a large amount of money to walk in the door of a convention center, and you can have more of a spread out, more specialized approach. So we'd really think that in 5 years from now, we think we can be a major player in the Comic-Con world with hundreds of thousands of people spread out throughout downtown Rochester, and maybe even further.
Jason, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I just want to shout out and say thank you so much to Rich Eyde. The Eyde family of dealerships have come on big time for us as our title sponsor, and we really couldn't have done any of this without their support. So we really are super excited to have them on board.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you so much.